Sit down, relax, close your eyes. I don't want you to think about anything. The only thing you need to focus on is the sound of my voice. My voice is the only thing you need. It speaks the truth and will help you find happiness. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 4, 5, 6. It's better when you close your eyes and tune everything out but my voice. The world is so much easier to understand when it's just you and me. Block everything else out except my voice. I want you to picture a beach. Feel the wind on your skin as the salty sea air hits your nose. Imagine the crashing waves against the sand, erasing any trace of what was there. Walk along the warm beach until you get to the edge of it. Here, you are going to draw a stick figure in the sand using your finger. Bend down, draw a head, a body, 2 arms, and 2 legs. Take a good look at it. This represents your male self. As you sink deeper and deeper, listening to only my voice, the waves are going to erase your figure bit by bit until there is nothing left except an empty head for me to play with. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lay down on the beach and close your eyes. Allow yourself to relax. The beach feels warm and good. It feels safe. You're safe here. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 4, 5, 6. Your eyelids are feeling heavy. They're oh so heavy. They're drooping. Don't fight it. Allow them to drop whenever it feels natural. There's nothing to worry about. You are safe. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your limbs feel heavy. Too heavy, but that's okay. That's what happens when you start to sink. It feels so wonderful to sink. Let it happen. Don't fight it. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your body feels heavy. It keeps getting heavier and heavier. You don't want to move. The waves have washed away the lower half of your drawing on the beach, but that's okay. Everything is okay. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 4, 5, 6. Keep allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper. It feels so good to sink deeper and deeper. No more thoughts, just a feeling of weighted bliss. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your thoughts are getting cloudier. It's getting harder to think for yourself. That's okay. My voice is the only thing you need. You don't need to think. You just need to listen and sink deeper for me. Breathe in and watch the salty wave. Breathe in and watch the salty wave crash against the beach. Breathe out and the torso of the drawing has been washed away. There is only the 2 arms, the neck, and the head left. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 4, 5, 6. You're doing so good. Nothing else matters. Nothing else exists except this beach and my voice. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 4, 5, 6. Another crash and the two arms have completely been wiped away. One more wave crash and there will be nothing left. A mind that is welcomed into being molded into something new. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 4, 5, 6. Everything is so heavy. Your body feels heavy. Your eyelids are heavy. Your thoughts are cloudy. It's not worth it to move or try to fight. It feels safer to embrace the change. Allow the change to happen. It'll be better. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nothing left in your head. Your only focus is my voice. My voice speaks the truth. It is going to help you. You know this. You understand it. You accept it. Breathe in and watch the wave come in. Hear the sound it makes as it crashes against the shore. Breathe out and watch as the last of your figure drawing is erased away. Your male ego has been taken by the wave. The only thing that matters is my voice. It only speaks the truth. You accept that. You embrace it. You want change. You embrace the change. You embrace what I'm going to say. It is for your own good. You know that, you understand that, and you accept it. You have been using the wrong words to refer to your body for too long. As a sissy girl, that is only going to lead to confusion. You believe different parts of your body are masculine when they're not. They are inherently feminine because you are feminine. You are a sissy. Therefore, nothing about you is masculine. Masculinity doesn't suit a pretty woman like you. You don't want to be mistaken for a man. No one wants to fuck a manly woman. They're seen as outliers. Social rejects. They get stared at in public. They are looked at for the wrong reasons. You want to be seen as pretty. You want to be seen as delicate. You want to be seen as a woman. Part of that is changing the language to which you refer to your body. One example of this is not an asshole, but having a pussy. Not having pecs, but having tits or breasts. The part we are changing today is a major one. As a sissy, you do not have a cock. If you were a man, you would have a cock, but you are not a man. You do not have a cock. You have a clit like the sissy you are. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. If you had a real cock, then why would it get so hard at the thought of wearing panties? Why would you get so aroused at the thought of being made to wear a frilly little dress? If you had a dick, then why do you get so turned on at the thought of being fucked in the pussy while your makeup runs down your face? It is because you do not have a cock. You have a clit. Those are things that women enjoy. Not just women. Submissive women. Submissive women have a clit that pulses to submitting to someone else. Someone more dominant than them. Submissive women get horny when they see someone superior to them and they can submit to them because they understand they are inferior. That makes you no different than the normal submissive woman because your clit does the exact same thing that theirs does. You are a submissive woman with a clit, not a cock. A cock would look unsightly on a sissy like you. It would be out of place. It's a good thing you don't have a dick, but instead you have a pretty little clit. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. If you had a cock, it would be considered dainty. No one would be able to feel it inside them if you tried to fuck them with it. That's because you weren't meant to do the fucking. You were meant to be fucked. That's why you have such a cute, small clit. It's not meant to go in anything. It's a decoration on a pretty whore like yourself. A good sissy doesn't dream about penetrating anyone with her clit. Why would she? Clits don't go inside people. Clits are meant to be stroked, rubbed, and played with outside of the body. That is what you are supposed to do with yours. You are supposed to stroke your clit, rub your clit, but it is never meant to go inside someone else. If you are lucky, someone might eat you out and run their tongue along your clit, but that isn't necessary. After all, you are a sissy. Sissies don't need to come. They get the most pleasure out of serving, out of being used. Your clit is a decoration at best. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. Referring to it as a cock doesn't do anything for you. Having someone offer to suck your dick doesn't turn you on. If someone offered to ride you, that doesn't do anything for you. Why would it? You are a sissy. You have a clit. You are the one meant to do the sucking. You are the one meant to do the riding. You are meant to be the one being fucked. You aren't supposed to do the fucking. Not with a clit like that. Your itty bitty clitty gets turned on knowing that you are fulfilling your feminine duty of being fucked. What you have is a pathetic excuse of a cock. It's not worth anything. It's not even worth a hand job. But as a clit? As a clit, it has a purpose. It's pretty as a clit. You want to be pretty, don't you? Every sissy wants to be the prettiest little slut on the block with a swollen clit that is always ready to be fucked. A free use whore with a clit that is always willing to be rubbed. It's too small to stroke. It's too small to be sucked. It's too small to penetrate anyone. That must mean it's a clit. You have a clit because you are a sissy. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. A toy in your pussy and a vibe against your clit is the only way you are supposed to get off. It's harder to get off when you're empty. Because you are a sissy girl, you need something filling your pussy while you rub your clit in order to get off. That is how a good slut gets off. That is how you get off. A submissive woman doesn't even attempt to get off without permission. She knows her pleasure belongs to someone else. You are a submissive woman. You are meant to be fucked. You are meant to be used. Your body was created for someone else to take pleasure from. That's why you have such a darling clit. That's why it gives you so much pleasure when someone plays with it. Because it's a reward. Because you are a sissy whore who thrives when you're submissive. Soon the days of even thinking about what is between your legs as a dick will be long gone. Someone taught you that what is between your legs is a cock, and that was wrong. It was cruel to you, because it's not. What is between your legs is a dainty clit, and a little further back, that's your pussy, and it wants to be filled. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. You do not have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick isn't that feminine. A penis isn't that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That is why it's a clit. You do not have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. What you have between your legs is too pathetic to call a cock. It's a clit. Someone a long time ago lied to you about your own anatomy. You know it's true. My voice speaks only the truth. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't get hard. Only cocks get hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you don't have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. Repetition is important. It drives the point home. You are a sissy. You don't have a cock. You have a clit. The more this is repeated, the more it sticks. The more you understand. Simple whores like yourself don't have much brain capacity, which is why this is so important. You need to learn a new language to refer to your own body. Your body is feminine because you are a sissy bitch. Sissies are meant to be fucked. They're meant to be used. You are meant to be fucked and used. If you weren't, then why were you given such a sweet little clit? A clit like yours gets a pulse whenever you think about being used like a submissive bitch. That is what you want. That is what you crave. It's what you've always needed deep down. But in order to get there, you need to learn the proper language to refer to your body. You don't have a dick. You've never had a penis. You have a clitoris. It doesn't get hard. It gets swollen when you're turned on. You don't have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick? It's not feminine. A penis is not that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That's why it's a clit. You don't have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. You don't get hard. Only a cock gets hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you do not have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick? It's not feminine. A penis is not that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That's why it's a clit. You don't have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. You don't get hard. Only a cock gets hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you do not have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. You don't have a cock. You have a clit. A cock isn't that delicate. A dick? It's not feminine. A penis is not that small. No one wants to fuck a cock like that. That's why it's a clit. You don't have a cock, and you have never had a cock. You are a sissy with a pretty sissy clit. Sissies don't have dicks. You don't have a dick. Sissies have clits. You have a clit. You don't get hard. Only a cock gets hard. It is impossible for you to get hard because you do not have a dick. You have a clit. A clitoris gets swollen. Your clit swells up when you're turned on. You don't get hard. You get swollen. In a few moments, I will bring you back and re-alert you. I am going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will open your eyes and stretch your limbs. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Open your eyes for me. Good. Stretch your limbs. Take a look at your surroundings. Allow yourself a few moments. Readjust. Reorient yourself. Now you may start moving. You did wonderful during our session. All the sensations are back and you are feeling good. You're feeling normal and you're feeling healthy. You feel like yourself again.